You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Some call it Antietam, others refer to it as Sharpsburg. Commentator Gary Joyner has this historical profile of the bloodiest single-day battle in American history.
September 17, 1862 was the bloodiest day in United States military history. On that autumn day, 150 years ago, the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia under Robert E. Lee met the Union Army of the Potomac under George McClellan at the village of Sharpsburg, Maryland. The South had, from the beginning of the war, believed that they only had two things to do to ensure independence: win the war or gain a tie. The only chance of losing was to be defeated. Defensive warfare was to their advantage. However, by the summer of 1862, the South was hoping for England and France to come to their side as allies. Both had expressed interest. Both also indicated that the South needed one more major victory before they recognized the new nation, and this victory must be on Northern soil. The target of the Confederates was the capital of Pennsylvania at Harrisburg. If they could draw out the principal Union army in the East and kill it, victory was all but assured. Lee gave orders to his corps commanders about where and when to meet. Unfortunately for his army, an extra copy of this General Order No. 191 was lost. Two Union soldiers found it wrapped around some cigars. They gave it to the officer commanding their unit, who forwarded it to General McClellan. Little Mac, as he was known affectionately to his army, had been bogged down in a failed attempt to take Richmond, the Confederate capital. Known for his slow, deliberate movements, he now moved with urgency and brought his widely scattered army corps together to stop the invasion and thwart Lee. The two armies collided between the little village of Sharpsburg and the nearby Antietam Creek. The fighting began before dawn and lasted until dark. The day began with a dense fog and mild temperatures. The farmers in the area had planted thousands of acres of corn in what would become the battlefield. Dense forests of trees interspersed with farmland. Both armies had to navigate through the fields with crops almost ready to harvest. The corn had become taller than the men carrying their weapons with bayonets attached. The men could only see a few feet to either side or ahead. The Union First Corps contained two famous veteran units, the Iron Brigade and the Irish Brigade. The corps commander was the tough General Joseph Hooker. As his men marched through the dense cornfields, they were met by units of General Stonewall Jackson and General James Longstreet. Both sides together had over 400 artillery pieces, and, indeed, one of the names for this battle was Artillery Hell. Among the southern units at the cornfield were famous brigades from our own region. General John Bell Hood's infantry division, particularly the 1st, 4th, and 5th Texas Infantry Regiments under Longstreet, and the Louisiana Tigers, known as the tip of Stonewall Jackson's spear. During the early morning fighting, Hood's infantry and the Tigers almost annihilated the Iron and Irish brigades, and vice versa. By mid-morning, other brigades, divisions, and corps would take up the fighting, all to a bloody tie. At the end of the day, 23,000 Americans lay dead and dying on that field known as Sharpsburg by the South and Antietam by the North. Abraham Lincoln used the battle as an excuse to implement the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing all slaves in areas not under Union control. England and France did not recognize the South. The dead numbered more than all those lost in every previous American war. It is still known as the day the landscape turned red. Antietam proves that history matters.